Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Continued strength in its food business, but pain from its local and Australian apparel business has seen Woolworths slash its interim dividend by 27.7% to 107 cents per share. While turnover and concession sales were up close to 6%, headline earnings per share fell 19.5%. Its 60-60 wannabe business Dash saw sales up 49%. The retailer plans to spend a significant sum on what it terms growth and growth-enabling initiatives, that's including cafes, alcohol and coffee carts. Education group Curro is reporting a slowdown in student enrolments due to consumer pressure, which resulted in a revenue increase of 8% and a headline earnings per share increase of 13.4% for the year ended December. Tuition fee revenue was up 7%, and despite these lackluster numbers, the group upped its final dividend to 16.6 cents a share. And Transnet and its two big trade unions are squaring up over demands for an above CPI wage increase over 3 years and a retrenchment freeze. Transnet is offering an inflation-linked increase, while the SA Transport and Allied Workers Union is looking at 17.5% over 3 years, and the United National Transport Union is demanding 12%. A rally in platinum miners led by a bullish commodity price saw the JSE end yesterday's session positive across all counters, with resources up over 3%. The all share in the top 40 both up 1.2% on 87,718 and 80,407. Donald Trump's easing on some of his tariff demands to the motor industry's imports from Mexico and Canada saw Wall Street rebound after losses earlier in the week. The Dow and the S&P 500 were up 1.1%. And the Nasdaq ended up 1.5%. London's FTSE ending the session flat. Asian markets mixed again this morning, with Tokyo up 0.8%, Hong Kong up 2%, and Sydney down 1%. A softer dollar sees the rand at 18.29 to the greenback. It's 23.58 to pound sterling and 19.75 to the euro. The euro significantly stronger at 107.94 to the dollar. Gold is at $2,921, platinum at $978, Bitcoin at $91,641, and a barrel of Brent crude, $69.73.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.